Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
There's Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Hey, Bob, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, John, how are you today?
Good. No snow, so I guess we can still talk landscaping and lawn and stuff?
We can. Actually, there's some things we want to be careful of, though. Even looking at the calendar, like you said, it's supposed to be in the 60s next week. So it's we talked about mulching our roses and everything. We got to wait till it cools off a little bit. You don't want it to create mold. So this weekend, it's supposed to be in the 50s again. There's plenty of things to do. Rake the leaves, but to be careful where you start covering things up for the winter.
I mowed my lawn, and then I grab it in a bag, so I've got leaves and grass clippings in there, and I saved in those big paper bags you have, and I thought, I'll save this for mulching, kind of sprinkling around my perennials when I cut them back this year. That's the idea, right?
Yes, absolutely. If you're going to mulch the leaves and do that, it's perfectly fine to put them back into your gardens.
But I want to make sure that they're dry before I do that, right?
Yes. When you're trying to mulch them on your grass and if the leaves are wet, it's just going to compound a problem. It's going to create a possible moldy situation.
Yeah, but no, I'm thinking about like if I cut back, my hostas are going to go, you know, I'll cut them back or they'll just die back. But I mean, shouldn't I be sprinkling this stuff, kind of covering where those perennial plants are too, or no?
Absolutely. Provides great protection and it puts nutrients back into the soil and then they'll come out strong in the spring.
And because we put some new plants in late, like within the last few weeks. And then those trees that we put in last summer, I told you about. Anyway, I'm still thinking about watering stuff. Should I still be watering?
As long as these temperatures stay above freezing, yeah, the plants will take it for sure, especially if it's a newer tree or a shrub.
Here's some of our questions from listeners just now. Do tulips always return every spring, or do I need to plant new tulip bulbs?
We treat tulips like annuals. You're going to lose usually about 30% a year or so, 30 to 40, and then they might get a couple of stragglers, but we treat them as annuals. They tend to rot. In the summer with the moisture.
But they do come back or can come back. But if you were doing a job or if you were advising me for that hedgerow I have where the tulips come out front, go ahead and plant some more every year, huh?
I would do that if you like tulips. If a hardier bulb is a daffodil, those do come back every year. You might only lose a very small percentage of them, and they'll come back strong every year. So if you have to pick and you don't want to do the work every fall, putting the bulbs in, pick daffodils.
Hey, Bob, I'm having an aeration and overseeding in my yard. I thought this was best done in the spring, but my service said fall is better. What do you think?
Fall is the best time to aerate. Spring is the second best time.
So no bad choices there. It says here that they're going to do it now. Maybe they want to do the work now. But you can't plant grass seed now, can you? I mean, if you're, what did they say? They're aerating and overseeding. What chance do the grass seeds have now?
Not much. If they do crack and the seedlings come up, they're probably going to freeze to death.
Okay.
So if you want to do some seeding this time of year, wait until you're sure that the temperatures are, you know, we've had a couple of hard freezes. Then you can go ahead and do what's called dormant overseeding, which is done usually after Thanksgiving. And you, same process, top dress, put down the seed, and then put a blanket over it or peat moss. Take advantage of all the spring rains.
For the next 10 days throughout the Chicagoland area, temperatures are going to be in the 50s and 60s for 10 days. So if you aerated and seeded or just were doing some spot seeding, you almost got 2 weeks of growth there, almost for
Absolutely.
Sure. So you can still get away with that, right?
Well, that's if the seed has already been established. It's going to establish that much more in the next 2 weeks. But if you haven't done any of that seeding yet, you might see it germinate in a week or two, but then that's a nice tender seedling. It's not going to handle a hard freeze very well.
Yeah, because that's what I'm talking about. I got a bag of seed I want to sprinkle out there. You're advising me not. I'm going to do it anyway. What do you think of that, Bob Bertog?
Enjoy your weekend.
This listener says, can I plant purple winter creeper now? I don't even know what that is.
It's a ground cover. It's purple leaf winter creeper. It's green all summer, and then it gets a nice purple hue to it for the winter, so it's an evergreen. you can. It's pretty hardy, but probably going to do better if you hold off till spring.
Talking to Bob Bertog, the president of Bertog Landscape Company, and we're taking your calls and text messages. You ready, Bob?
Sure, let's go.
Let's go with Lori. You're on WGN. How can we help you, Lori?
Hi, I was just wondering, is it too late to separate my hosta or my hibiscus?
The hosta, no. You can separate those. There's still time to do that. But the hibiscus, those are a little more sensitive. I'd be careful. I might want to wait till spring on that one.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
Good luck. Well, that answers my question. I want to dig up this one, a couple of hosta, and move them over. They're not going to do anything now. They're just going to live, but then they'll have a head start in the spring. Right, Bob?
Right. But if you are going to do it, like this weekend, like we talked about, it's supposed to be nice. Make sure you water them. You're going to definitely want water.
Yeah. And then how much of the dirt around it do I have to get? Does that really matter?
Yeah, because you want to make sure you get a good size of the root ball. You know, you're going to be definitely cutting roots, but you want to, you know, a couple inches outside where you'll see the big chunk of the plant when you cut the leaves back. Yeah. You want to go a couple inches on outside of that, okay. The circumference around it.
All right, I'm writing all this down for my wife. I'm going to make her do it when I get
home. You got to have something to do, right?
How about you, Laura? You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. How can we help you, Laura?
Well, I sort of got half an answer already. I dug up all of my iris, which I know I should have done years ago, so it was really, really hard to separate them, and I put back as many as I could had time to do, okay, and I have buckets left, and I was thinking it was too late to put them in the ground, but now, because they won't really have time to establish. I mean, I still have some good specimens, you know, with good roots and some leaves. So I'd love to hear that. And if it is too late, what's the best way to overwinter them?
It's not too late to get them back in the ground. They should be fine over the winter. But if you don't, if you run out of time, just go ahead and put them in the basement somewhere in a dark corner. And dry.
Okay. Dry. Okay. And I've been kind of trying to keep them wet just in case I do put them in the ground, but that's probably a bad idea, huh?
Yes. And let them dry out.
Okay.
And then, good luck to you, Laura. You bet. Thanks for the call. And then you don't need to water them over the winter. They're just going to go dormant, huh?
That's correct.
Yeah. I got a bunch of those. I put them out on the curb. Thinking maybe somebody would want to come by and get them, but some of those people have them on their curb too. So those things are pretty hardy. I did save some though, and I kind of threw them back over by my fence line, and I didn't bury them. But I thought, well, there's enough dirt there, and they're just going to be dormant anyway. I don't even have to bury them. I can just let them sit there, right, Bob?
They're going to prefer to be in the ground.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask them. It says here, how late can you plant trees?
As long as they're out of the ground and sitting in a nursery somewhere, you can put them back in the ground.
Yeah, that's your answer all year long, that the tree is always going to have a better chance or be better off if it's in the ground versus in a ball sitting on somebody's lot, right?
Correct, because it doesn't have any protection, and it's amazing the difference in temperature between the 2 feet down in the ground versus outside. Up above the ground.
Yeah, but that's interesting. I mean, you think about it. When you buy a tree, you're buying it off a lot, and somebody's growing it, and it's above ground anyway. So how would it hurt to put it in the ground? It would be, to me, more problematic for the tree to have it out. Well, it already is out. Let's put it in. And it's not going to grow this winter, but it's not going to harm it to be in the ground versus out of the ground, right? I mean, that's the general thinking.
Correct. It's going to prefer being in the ground. If it could talk to you.
I heard that raking up pine needles and placing in my flower beds is a bad idea. Is that true?
It depends on the type of pine, but for the most part, the pine trees are very acidic. And there's certain ground covers that really love acidic soil, but I wouldn't just throw that around everywhere.
Can an old burning bush be trimmed a foot or two now?
As long as all the leaves are off of it, yes.
Oh, really? You want to wait for the leaves to go off of these things?
Yeah, because that means it's still transpiring, and that means the branches are still alive up above. And then if you go and do a heavy pruning, the plant's going to say, okay, now I got to cure that wound. And so it's going to reverse the flow of the of the juices, and then you're going to throw the plants into stress.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, a lot of our lawns are looking pretty good. It hasn't been real hot. We've had maybe a little bit of moisture. I don't know what's going on out there, but the lawns in my neighborhood look kind of nice right now.
It's because we haven't had any really super hard freezes or frosts. We've had a couple, but not enough to where it's going to completely throw the lawn dormant.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Please ask Bob about getting rid of gout weed. It is awful.
Non-selective herbicide.
So can you use that now?
No. Wait till spring. None of your herbicides are going to work right now.
And non-selective is code for Roundup or something like that, something that will just kill everything. But then
yes.
If you're killing gout weed, you're going to kill the grass or anything else right around there, right?
True. Yes, it is. And then you just got to rework the soil and then put in what the desirable plants that you want or turf or whatever you wanted to put back in.
What do I put down for clover coming in from my neighbor's yard, and when should I do it?
Clover usually flowers in May or June, and that's the best time to spray it. It is one a little more difficult to control, but you can definitely use a selective herbicide with that. And just check, read the label, make sure it's labeled for clover.
Well, shouldn't you hop your neighbor's fence and kill it over there? I mean, you can fight the stuff that's coming over the fence to your yard, but you're going to fight that forever. You got to get the clover killed on the other side, right?
Well, ideally, yeah, but hopefully, you know, you're not over there killing the cottonwood. You could do them both at the same time.
Yeah. What do you recommend for flamethrowers, Bob? Where do I get them, and how big should they be?
Granger.
John, ask your guest if aerating your lawn without seeding is okay. Or as well, are there benefits to just punching those holes in there right now?
It's one of the best things you can do for your lawn. It opens up the root system and gives it more room to grow. It makes it much stronger root system for the plants to grow.
Hey, Bob, I got a large lilac bush about 12 feet tall, and it seems like half of it's dead. Should I cut it down? Thank you.
You can cut out the dead canes, and you can see if it might force some new sucker growth at the base, but if it's 12 feet tall, that's probably an old plant. It might be showing its age.
Is it a good time to cut back the lilacs?
You can, but you're going to be cutting off any flowers for the spring. And so if you're doing a structural pruning, you should do that every 2 to 3 years anyway. But when you go in to do that, you just know that going into spring, you're not going to have the spring flowers.
Can you suggest how I can save my service berry? It starts off healthy, and then it gets some kind of gray fungus on the branches.
Sounds like powdery mildew. Did she say Brent, or he or she, or whoever?
Yeah, this person says it starts off healthy and then gets some kind of gray fungus on the branches.
Yeah. There's probably fungicides. Again, you want to first correctly identify it. You can take a sample down to the garden center, and they can hopefully ID it. There's so many different fungus out there, or fungi, that it could be a number of things.
Okay. Well, Bob Bertog's a real fun guy.
Speed jokes.
All right, Bob, thank you for visiting with us. You know, I'm going to keep calling on you as long as the weather continues to allow us to do some of these things. So we'll play it by ear, but I think I'm going to call on you next Thursday, all right, or Wednesday.
Sounds good. I'll put it on a calendar.
Thank you, Bob Bertog, president of the Bertog Landscape Company.